Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hi, I'm Carol.
And I'm Holly, and we are the hosts of Fireside Phantoms.
On our podcast, we will delight in telling you stories of the strange, twisted, dark, and foreboding.
Creepy, crawly things slinking up your leg.
Ghostly hands reaching out from beyond the grave.
And we will ask hard-hitting questions like,
can Slender Man fit into my skinny jeans?
Who is Wrinkles the Clown, and how can he make your child's next birthday party special?
Why shouldn't we invite the black-eyed kids in?
What really is going on at your creepy neighbor's house? And is it okay to peek inside?
And many, many more.
So join us and our forest friends
as we gather around a warm and crackling campfire. This is Fireside Phantoms.
A fantastic mystery. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
On April 15th, 2009, a single YouTube video was uploaded by the channel known only as CreepyBlog. The video entitled I Feel Fantastic took the internet by storm. I Feel Fantastic was a simple, stark, and strange vision. A mannequin dresses a woman known as Tara the Android, with the droning background of a song called I Feel Fantastic. With only a few twists and turns, the monotone and terrifying video has led to the speculation that the video is an admission to murder. A mannequin or android with a wig and women's clothes and stop motion singing the song, then a costume change with Tara sitting all in black on the ground. With one strange cut to the woods, you have the mystery of the video, I Feel Fantastic.
I saw it for the first time, and it was... true. It took me back to art school where you're making these kind of irreverent things. Like, that's the first thing that hit me when you showed it to me. Second, I don't know if as you were a kid, you had those fire simulation houses where you'd go in and you'd figure out how to contend with a fire and what to do if a fire should arise in your home.
I got stop, drop, and roll. That's all I got.
That's all you got. We had these like things outside of the malls in Wisconsin where you'd go into, you'd kind of, sometimes it would be through school, but other times they were like, oh, you're a kid, like come in and do this kind of fire routine. And the house in this video with the wood trim and very like strangely scaled, like a lot of like weird windows. The scale in general of that video is pretty disturbing to me. Reminded me of that firehouse. But then I also, when you said murder, I was like, oh, I did feel like I wouldn't have ever ascribed it to like some clue to some murder or some kind of, you know, conspiracy around a missing person maybe, but it did feel like I was missing something big.
It's one of those videos that has been part of internet lore. We've talked about other videos. I mean, the Slender Man was mm-hmm. something very bad came from that. This mm-hmm. is in that world.
Yeah.
It's from 2009, which is kind of like when I started like getting into YouTube. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it was at that time where now you see things and everything's very fabricated or could mm-hmm. be fabricated.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, everyone has a camera and you know, people are trying to make stuff all the time. I mm-hmm. think back then, nobody was trying to make this to pull a fast one on somebody. It just is what it was.
Yeah.
And then you got it, but you had no idea what it was. And I mean, if you've seen any horror movie, this mm-hmm. is in it pretty much.
Yeah.
This is a part of every horror movie.
Totally.
It's very bizarre and it's also very vague.
Yeah. Yeah, you're trying, as human beings too, we just like want to put pieces together. You know, we want it to make sense, or we're trying to like make it make sense, and it doesn't. And it's gotten 25 million views. Like, what?
It has 25 million views, and it has never had another upload since. So nobody's amazing. Capitalized on, and that's what makes
amazing.
It, and that's what makes it so interesting. And it kind of comes up a lot, you know, sometimes people bring it up as like one of those things, and it's never truly been answered. The person that made this did not come out and be like, oh yeah, hey, it was me. You know, I made this whatever, for whatever reason. There are kind of answers to perhaps how it got made, but also that's also vague. It's like, if we knew the answer.
Yeah, we'd probably not be even talking about it.
We wouldn't be talking about it right now. Now, I mentioned that you didn't really kind of give it a lot of details, but the description of the video has a lot of details that make it even weirder. You didn't see this part.
I didn't.
So the video description, I don't know if I'm going to read the whole thing. You can see yourself. But it starts with, in ancient Greek mythology, Pygmalion, is that, am I saying that right?
Yep.
Was a highly accomplished Cypriot sculptor.
What?
Though skilled at imitating the human form and well acquainted with its subtleties, he became disgusted by it when he witnessed the Propides prostituting themselves. These women were punished by Venus for their lack of worship, with a coarseness of skin and crudeness of nature, and were forced to prostitution. Seeing this, Pygmalion, the sculptor, was repelled and could no longer appreciate women. Seemingly alone, Pygmalion sought to create for himself the perfect, pure, unsullied companion. He used his particular skills to this end. He created a statue bride. That's accompanying this video.
Okay. Okay, that's a lot. But that does give – this is reminding me more and more of being in art school, where it's like you've got this like lofty description and this like vague parallelism in the video, but to like a lo-fi modern – answer to whatever he's talking about here.
It gets weirder.
Great.
What you're about to watch is a mysterious video.
Great.
Its origin is attributed variously, at almost certainly spuriously. S-P-U-R-I-O-U-S-L-Y.
Spuriously?
I'm not even going to pretend I know what it said and edit this to make myself seem intelligent. I don't know. To various abstract artists or surrealists, the truth is that what we are seeing and what we perceive to be strange and disturbing is actually beauty to its creator. Perhaps what we're viewing is the work of a modern Pygmalion. To him, her toneless voice, the paleness of her skin, and the comparative vibrancy of her lips may indeed be the very embodiment of the perfect woman. Mm-hmm. Consider the mindscape of the creator.
Consider it.
In whose mind does this appear beautiful? In whose mind is this pure, near worship? Are we missing out on his perspective? Who are we to be afraid or judge them? He may well love her fully, perhaps more fully than any of us could ever hope to be loved in the mind of the creator. She's a near goddess, the perfect representation of not just femininity, but the peak of human potential, a perfectly satisfactory being. How does that kind of unconditional love feel? Well, how does she feel? Fantastic. That's the description.
I feel fantastic.
To this video. To the song.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of zoned out. Maybe it was the tequila earlier this Saturday, but I zoned out as you were saying that. It was so obtuse and up its own asshole. And to what end? Without the description of that, do you think it would be more or less compelling?
Either, you know, you can leave it blank. And that can make you feel better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
You could be like, oh, it's blank. That's mysterious. But when kind of the conspiracies kind of run wild with this a little bit, the description is helpful.
Yeah.
Because he's talking about creating the perfect woman.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty, you know, it's tone-wise, it's a little bit, you know.
It's like lamely academic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the Venn diagram of like academia and gibberish.
Yeah. And a little bit about, like, you know, the perfect woman.
Yeah. And also just, like, beauty in the eye of the beholder.
So people did a lot of work trying to find who this video belonged to, who created it, what's the deal, is this some, you know, is this some real-life horror movie, I guess, because it looks like it could be.
Yeah. I mean, it does. It's very strange. And the, you know, the weird outdoor clip.
The outdoor clip is the one almost anomaly from it where you're seeing this, what you can call, you know, an art piece or just something weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just cuts to like the woods and kind of zooms in and mm-hmm. zooms back out.
To the edge of like brush. Yes. So that's really where it's like, what am I supposed to be seeing here?
There's theories on that.
Ooh, yeah.
So people found allegedly the information behind where this mannequin was made, Tara the Android.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a site that I don't believe exists anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the information of the person who created it, the trail went cold in 2006, 3 years before this video came out. So the name John Bergeron is the name of supposedly the person that made it. And supposedly he built Tara the Android mm-hmm. with $2,000 worth of materials, allegedly including a dental training mannequin. Whatever that is.
A dental training mannequin.
With the ultimate goal of promoting her as the world's first Android music star.
Ooh, you have to do better than that, even in 2009.
This is before 2009.
2007, 6?
We're going to go back even further.
Oh, baby.
1931. How do you explain that?
Whoa, I can't.
His plan was to take Tara's act on the road for live shows. Once certain that hardware updates have been completed, Bergeron never explained what those updates would be. Sort of like a crude text post about Tara, the Tara Android. Tara was built by John Bergeron. Back in 2003 and 2004, John was trying to bootstrap the Android industry just as I've been trying to do. She's a bit primitive, but that is to be expected given the tiny budget available to John. In 2004, John made a music video of Tara singing. Some folks think it's creepy, but I just think it's a little spooky. You can buy the music video here for $11 in the U.S. and $19 outside the U.S. I currently have no email address for John Bergeron, and there's no updates on Bergeron or his project since 2006. Mm-hmm. No new news, no updates.
Also, like, what's the difference between a little bit spooky and creepy?
Legend has it that Tara had somehow achieved self-awareness and killed her creator.
Whoa. Nope. That's not right. That – did you see her arms moving in that video or the hand kind of undulating?
Then where's John Bergeron? Can you explain that?
Living his life away from this horrid video.
I might have the answer after this break. Today's episode is sponsored by Best Fiends.
Though we love what we do, Jason and I don't just Google true crime and weird history all day. Sometimes we need a freaking break. That's when I close my computer and pick up my phone for a little Best Fiends. Have you heard of it? You should, because it's gotten over 100 million global downloads. We're huge fans of it, and you should be too. Best Fiends challenges your brain with fun puzzle levels, but it's not like this huge thing. It's casual. You can play one level or 17, whatever time allows for. There are enough stresses in our life right now. Don't let a game stress you out. Best Fiends is also a game anyone can play. Literally, it is for adults, but honestly, anyone can and enjoy themselves. Let me break it down. Best Fiends is an awesome mobile puzzle game and honestly different from anything I've ever played. It engages my brain, it's fun, and is whatever type of commitment you want. It's so low maintenance, you don't even need the internet. The internet! Speaking of internet, I was playing Best Fiends just to chill one day. I'm close to level 200 and my power went out. And honestly, I did not even notice. I played and like relaxed and I was off the grid and it was so fantastic. I only noticed I had no power or internet when it came back on and I had to get back to whatever I was doing at the time. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello. Hello.
Is it weird enough for you?
Is this weird enough?
Is the world weird enough for you that...
A round of applause. For weird, can we have a weirdness meter and you applaud and we can't hear it?
It's off the charts, but we hope you're well.
Yes, definitely.
Checking in with you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to say hello quickly to our government.
Yes.
We have mayors, Brandon Gaddis, Ben Forsyth, Ashley Mattson, Governor Chris Witt.
Yay!
Say thank you to anyone who's supported Patreon.
Yes.
There's a new documentary episode out, a new bonus episode mm-hmm. out, patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Thank you to anyone who's listening, Patreon or not. You get bonus episodes. You hear episodes with no ads or none of this talking.
None
if you
want to
cut through that.
That sounds free and fun.
Not free, though.
Not free, but freeing, I guess.
And also not fun.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I listen to them all, so it's definitely not fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been swept up with the Hotel Cecil on Netflix, the Cecil Hotel documentary, but we've talked about it many, many times.
Yes, we are. Well, we know the case, but yeah, I haven't seen a minute of it. Jason has watched it. He's done some commentary on it. I'm very excited.
Yeah, there's a YouTube video at youtube.com/Jason Horton. You can check out that I did previous to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also made shirts, Cecil Hotel shirts.
Ooh.
I'll have a link in the show notes area, and the proceeds will go to the Skid Row Housing Coalition.
Great.
Yeah. Because when you watch the documentary, and we, you know, LA Mission and, you know, donate to all those things, but when you watch this documentary, it focuses in on Skid Row, obviously, and, you know, what you're looking at is not, it's not hyperbole. It's not, you know, it's not an exaggeration of anything. And it probably has gotten worse since then. And a lot of cities have. It's not just Los Angeles. So, you know, I figured make some shirts. They're pretty cool. They're not expensive, but proceeds will go to the Skid Row Housing Coalition. So
that's great. That's great. Yeah. It's a really tragic and very compelling story what happened there, and we talk about it here. But yeah, to see it, especially at Jason Horton on YouTube, you get a lot more information seeing the hotel itself, and you know, you don't get to see much aside from the facade, but I can't wait to watch the documentary. I'm really excited.
Thank you to the people who rate and reviewed our Apple podcast. And if we missed it and you want us to read it, just message and
we're
happy to do that. Just got a couple right here.
Great.
Great podcast. Aww. I love this podcast and really don't understand the negative reviews. People are way too critical. Keep up the great work, Rebecca and Jason, from r_wine.
I like that.
From the United States of America.
From a pure American review.
Excellent.
Huh.
Great podcast. Really interesting and binge-worthy. Keep up the good work, guys. From Barbara Suffolk from Great Britain.
Un-American. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take
that,
too.
The last name Suffolk, I was like, that's...
You're awesome.
Love this podcast. I really love your chemistry and storytelling format. It's fun, and I feel like I'm chilling with you. I could say that differently. Not I'm chilling with you. That I'm chilling with you. Not I'm chilling with you. In a freezer where we're being kept hostage. Why did I say it like that?
Wow. It's really, that's your go-to.
The stories are fascinating and I can't get enough. Great job all around when we're trapped in this freezer. Why is this person keeping us in this freezer?
Cool, cool, cool.
United States of America.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm sorry we took it to a place that you never intended.
So there are some theories. And it's hard. I mean, sometimes you look at things, you're like, come on, we're reaching here. But when you look at this, you're like...
You think it's clues. You think they're trying to breadcrumb you into make it into a bigger meaning than maybe it is or maybe it's not. I don't know.
And you wonder, I mean, yes, people had the insight to know that this is like, this will really get people interested.
Mm-hmm.
But for somebody who's just like, I just want to show off that I'm going to create an Android that's going to be a rock star... In the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Right? It's still, I guess, a bit primitive.
Yeah, but like, even then, like, you do it in a studio with lights. Like, they're in a weird home with, like, teak furniture.
Yeah, and it's like a very, like you said, like a very, like, strange, the tallness of
the Android. Yes. Which, even calling it an Android, like, I kind of bump up against to where I'm like, is this an Android? Like, what? It's like, the face moves, but I guess I just don't know the formal definition of Android, so I can't really speak to that intelligently. But you've got this giant, tall, clothed, and you want to make a rock star Android? Put them in, like, sequins, you know? Like, you could do that. You have that technology in 2009.
Well, it'd be hard to do that because John Bergeron would have had to kill somebody wearing sequins because those are the clothes of someone. Or someone else... killed, dressed up Android in the person he killed's clothes, and the woods that we saw was a clue to where the body is
buried.
And the woods part, let me tell you, is a nice touch.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a very nice touch, and it is a little bit unnerving because it's not like there's a constant cuts to these different things. It's just a short, very asymmetrical video because it cuts back to her all in black. Yeah. And all in black is when she's dead.
Okay. I was like, did he kill two people? Because one of them is a sweater set that's black, and the other one is kind of like a normcore, like L.L. Bean style gray sweater, I think, if my memory serves me, which it doesn't usually.
That's kind of the working theory.
Okay.
But, and again, I don't know the legitimacy of this, but in November 2015, somebody claimed to find the full version, which is 15 minutes long.
Oh, boy.
Which aligns with when the website listed this. It's okay. Kind of, it jives with that. But it's been removed from YouTube, but there's some photos. And there's one photo, I believe, of Tara the Android all in black. And it doesn't look – I mean, somebody could have recreated it, mm-hmm. but they did a damn good job. But it's got that same all in black, but I believe is either sitting or on hands and knees. Neck is shackled to, like, a dog collar or something, to a crate or something like that.
What?
Looks very, very strange.
Mm-hmm.
No one has come forward with this. And again, it's not something where everyone's talking about every day. But mm-hmm. when you know, when it's strange, mysterious videos on the internet that don't have a clear answer
that
and no one's copped to it.
Also, like, millions of – I can't emphasize that enough. Like, to be, like, a fun experiment, that's cool. But millions of people have viewed this, and there's discourse around it, and, like, where – it's so unsatisfying to not get any closure around that.
And it's a perfect amount of – it's weird. Is it weird enough? Like, mm-hmm. like, you know, previously, is it just spooky?
Yeah. It's, like, it's weird, but then when – you know when something is, like, weird, and you're like, oh, this is weird, but it stays weird for a while, so it becomes kind of boring? That is really the tone of this video, where you're like, this is weird, and I'm trying to process it. But it goes on for a long time, and so it's kind of boring, but then you change shots, and you're like, oh, now it's back to weird, but then they stay there too long, and you're like, what is this experience that I'm having right now? How do I feel about this?
It's either, like, the perfect stunt, or it's – extremely authentic mm-hmm. in how benign it is,
yeah,
or how deviant or devious it is,
mm-hmm.
because it wasn't like a ton of information probably back then the way we can, you know, even with mysteries, we can communicate so many things now,
yeah,
and back then you really can't. And I think it kind of stays there. And again, not another video was uploaded, nobody capitalized on it, nobody yeah. made more of it, it's just left preserved as it is 12 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I love that, because that in and of itself feels pointed, feels like it, that is its purpose, is to exist in this place that we're racking our brains trying to figure out what it is or what it means. But it could also just be this thing. And it could be
just nothing, that just to us now looking at it in this context is mm-hmm. very strange. You know, I was just looking around and seeing what current conversation is, and mm-hmm. A lot of people were just like, you reminded me of this? Like, that's the last thing I wanted to see right now, because it is unnerving. Imagine you wake up, your eyes open, and that's what's looking at you.
No, not good.
Not good. Not good. And the safety, like, looking at the video from, you know, it's like, okay, this is really weird and is mm-hmm. definitely creepy, but you would not want to wake up somewhere, you know, maybe in that freezer that we are trapped in.
Exactly. It's like that uncanny valley, like... This is familiar in that there's a person, a mannequin type person, who is singing a song that I get is like supposed to be a pop, quote unquote, pop song. And you're in a weird house, then you go outside, then you're back to the weird house. You're like, oh, I get like the beats of this as a video, but do I feel fantastic?
Some of the lyrics are run, 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 ooh. Run.
So. Oh boy. Oh boy. I still go back to the idea that it's like an art peer of mine at RISD who made a video about, like, commenting on, you know, disturbance and disappearance and human amalgamation or something like that. But they wouldn't have been as successful as this video is, to be honest.
Well, check it out for yourself mm-hmm. and do it right before you go to bed. Baby, do it right before you go to bed.
You're gonna
feel as soon as you wake up in the morning.
Fantastic.